I was glad to get away, as a rule. What about, have you ever heard anybody or anything use the term when they're shocked or something like that, say, well, the idea, or the very idea, or anything like that? Have you ever heard anybody
use it? Yes, I sure have.
And what do you say on Christmas morning, as soon as you get up, to each other?
If I don't pretend, I say Christmas.
But isn't it supposed to be, if you're supposed to try to say it to somebody first before
well,
they
I
say it?
Well, if I don't pretend, if they get ahead of me, I don't say
anything. Oh, what about on New Year's?
New Year's.
Okay. I bet all the kids come, do y'all have a big Christmas out here?
Yes, sir, if it's possible, they're on
that's
home
wonderful.
For that.
That's wonderful.
Our homecoming is Christmas, Thanksgiving, and we have a reunion the second Sunday in September. 3 days in the year that, if it's possible, our children are all at home.
Well, that's good. And every September you have this reunion?
Yes.
That's good.
We have children in North Carolina, Maryland, and just scattered.
And they always
they try to be here, yes.
That's wonderful. I like that. I like to think of them.
There's times, maybe some of them can't make it, but if it's convenient or possible, they do.
That's great. Where do you, if you wanted to buy some food, you'd go to the what?
Grocery.
Okay. And you say, well, I have to go downtown and do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you buy meat or something and the butcher puts paper around it, he what? He does what to it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have to sell something for less than you paid for it, you're selling it what?
At a loss.
That's what my friend of mine had to do with those hogs of his. I was telling you about it.
Oh, I know. That's happened to us on different occasions.
Well, like I was saying, the livestock business, I don't see, it must just take all your time, because you've got to figure the price of the cow and how much feed you've given him and all this, and figure all that into the price. I just don't see how anybody comes out here.
Cattle is really not as risky as hogs, because hogs are feed. Definitely, you can't buy no feed year round.
That's right.
Or if you don't have it, you buy it.
That's right.
But cattle, you can run them on a pasture and get by with a feed pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that, but you certainly can't do that with hogs. They got
no, that's hogs, they've got to be fed.
Well, they can't, they hogs take a lot more care, just generally, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's right. One reason we kept playing with them was the price, and there were several other reasons that made me not care too much for getting out of them, and that was the trouble.
Yeah.
When your spouse or bringing pigs, you know, you've got to watch them. Cold weather, you've got to be there, you've got to have lights, you've got to have heat.
This friend of mine in Florence is a veterinarian, and he specializes in large animals.
Yeah.
And lots of times I'll be over there drinking coffee with him at his clinic, and he gets a call. Seems like if he gets 10 calls, 8 of them are going to be something to do with hogs. He doesn't get many calls for cattle or horses. I did go with him one time to watch him pull an apple. He had to get an apple out of a horse's throat. That horse had swallowed the whole apple and got it lodged in his throat. And I thought it was going to be some kind of big operation. And he just reached down his throat and pulled the apple.
Well, if I don't, would you raise some farm?